Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He will be on the field on Sunday. Now, Andy Reid yesterday didn't have an idea yet on, you know, how much he's going to play. I told you, I think he's going to be pretty darn close to a full go. I understand game shape is a little bit different, but we'll see. Who do you think has the biggest dip in production and playing time? Because right now, you just look at the season-long stats, and remember, Xavier Worthy, of course, missed a couple games.
They are incredibly balanced right now.
Travis Kelce is the leading receiver at 321. Hollywood Brown sat at 302 yards. Tyquan Thorne, 272, and I'm just going off of yardage for the sake of the conversation. Juju, 225, Worthy, a buck 45, and then it's a bunch of running backs, right? Breshard Smith, Kareem Hunt, 80, 55, Noah Gray, 47, Pacheco, 46, and even Nico Remigio in there with a 21-yard catch as well.
They're the only team in the NFL with four players over 225 yards, by the way.
This is the this is the whole EGE thing.
Yep.
Somebody's not going to eat once Rice comes back. So yeah,
that's what we're talking about. Who's starving?
That's correct. So like, is EGE really something you can keep with when Rashee Rice comes back? Because somebody's going to see the field less. I think before the season started, I would have said, "Oh, easy. Juju Smith-Schuster is just going to go away." He's playing very well. He's also someone they trust in blocking out of the wide receiver position. So I'm trying to figure out, like, he's going to have a decrease, but at the same time, is it going to be as much as we thought? I mean, we already saw Tyquan Thornton snaps go down when Worthy came back. Now, different type of receiver. Rice and Juju are similar body style in terms of they're going across
similar
the middle
routes,
and
but
similar
Kelce
routes.
Kelce runs some similar
and
routes.
And so does Kelce. So it's a good problem to have. I think we'll see a decrease in Juju snaps, but I wonder to what extent.
So I do think Juju will have less, but I think from a production standpoint, there's two guys who I think it will impact, one in the short term and one in the long term. The short term answer for me is Xavier Worthy. I heard Danon Hughes this morning saying he's looking out there like he's 70%. Great. Now you get to baby the injury. Now you're going to try to get to a bye
week. Get that ankle healthy.
Making sure that ankle's good. Making sure you're squared away for the second half. So whose numbers are going to go down for the next few weeks? Xavier Worthy's. His touches are going to go down. His looks are going to go down. And they're going to protect him and protect the injury for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, this was Danon on Fesco and Dusty talking about the versatility that they have now at these weapons.
I'm thinking off the top of my head, I don't think there's another offense in the NFL where every receiver is a part of every type of package that you run. Reverses, passes, bubble screens, across the middle plays, jet sweeps, shovel passes, everything that you have in your arsenal, all three of our top receivers can do. And now we're bringing Rashee Rice back where what we've been leaning on Juju Smith-Schuster to do, the in-traffic plays, move the chains. Now we got another guy that's coming in that's going to be able to do that again. So, like, how do you game plan against this offense with all these weapons? Not because they're just weapons, but because they're all versatile and all can do the same thing and add that kind of component to this offense.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, when you think about it, trying to prepare against these guys.
So that was Danon Hughes this morning.
The answer is, so I think him in the short run is the answer. And I think they'll protect him gold and they'll do all of that other stuff. Great. In the long run, I think it's Hollywood Brown. Travis, history tells you he's going to get his. Plus, we'll talk more about him tomorrow. His yards per catch are up, his success rate, his route per success.
I do think they're going to try to keep him fresh, though. So that'll be something. But it might be a little bit of, you know, kind of what Danon's alluding to, though. I think you could have on a weekly basis, all of a sudden, it's not something that across the board every week is going to be the same. I think one week you could see, for whatever reason, the targets are down for Travis Kelce, and then they're back up. It's going to be game plan dependent, but they're in a great spot. They're in a really, really good spot. Now, we went from being like, oh my gosh, they're never going to have any of these guys on the field, to now, well, how do they get everybody work? This is a great, great opportunity for Kansas City. And yeah, good luck defending them if you're the Raiders on Sunday and you're trying to figure out, especially this week in particular on Sunday, because the Raiders, you have no film of how the Chiefs operate with Worthy, Rice, Brown, and Brown and Hollywood, Brown, same person.
Yeah.
You have no idea how that looks if you're the Raiders.
I still think they're going to like feed certain players. Like in reality, someone's production is going to go down. Holly was just a logical one to me because I don't think they're at the end of the year, they're going to have five guys finish with more than 650 or 700 yards. Offenses don't finish that way. Right now, what's Hollywood on pace for? He's got a little over 300 yards.
306 games.
Which is a lot more than so that's 50 yards a game. Do we really think Hollywood's finished with 850?
No.
Do I think that Travis will finish with 850? Yeah, that seems in the range.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to finish at, what is he pace for now, 970?
Well, and some of it is like, Worthy was already going to tick some of that away for people and did for Thornton as soon as he got back. Thornton didn't get nearly the targets. Thornton's just going to get one or two targets a game. His production was already starting to slide with the addition of Worthy back. Okay, so we know Thornton's role. That's why I'm saying it's Hollywood. Hollywood has been a surprisingly good third down option for them. Juju's been a surprisingly good third down option. If you're going to make me guess, Gold, which of those two guys loses time to Rice first, I still think it's Hollywood. Juju's just like a trusted guy.
I think they really like him. Now, it is true that Juju just does a lot of the same things. So that's the only tricky part, but I do believe they really like him in rundown. Someone says, hey, maybe Noah Gray snaps go down. Other than this past week, they already were way down. Like, I don't think it's much of a change. This past week, he had his best game of the season, you know, but if you look at his snaps and his production, he hadn't done really much the first 5 weeks. This past week was really nice to see a little bit. So I don't know if you're saying his snaps are going to go down, they're already pretty low. I mean, there's not much room
for Rice's.
We're talking about, it's not like one of these other guys you're talking about going from, let's call it 40, 35 snaps a game that could get down to 15 or 20. Noah Gray, I don't know what the exact snap count was on average the first 5 weeks, but maybe you were talking about, 25 snaps or 20 snaps at max. I just don't have those numbers in front of me, unfortunately. But
I'll say that like they're going to have to live by like that motto that they've been shouting each other, EGE, they're going to have to live by it. Like that is going to have to be a very real part of what they do. Not just something they say in like a little fun, we're in the locker room. And by all accounts, by the way, they are very much like all on board with it and are talking about it like they're all on board with it. So like it's going to have to last that way. And I don't think they're just going to throw Rashee Rice in for 85% snaps right away. Right. I don't think it's going to go down. Like
I still think I think he's going to have a big week one for him. Week one, at least.
Though. Noah Gray snaps by just to wrap up that conversation. Here he is by game. Boy, it varies wildly a little. 41, 65, 68%, 56, 56 against Baltimore. Jacksonville, 75%.
Yeah, this was the most snaps
against Detroit. But obviously, that's something they saw on paper. They wanted to, and they ran the ball very effectively and under center. Another thing that they're doing more of against Detroit.
Someone says, please, I don't want to see Noah Gray trying to block Max Crosby. It's
look, I don't know what the hell happened on that
Hutchinson
snap.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
And I don't feel bad. Noah Gray did, I mean, what are you going to do? That's just a snap you're going to lose.
Bad spot to be in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.